And CNN is reporting today that fired Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly will be walking away from the network with a payout worth tens of millions of dollars. He had reportedly signed a new multi-year contract last month worth about $25 million per year. The forced departure of O'Reilly has been described by our own David Folkenflik as seismic. And it certainly is for Fox News, where O'Reilly hosted the highest rated show. But what about for our politics in this country? Joining us now is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's go right back to the beginning of Bill O'Reilly's time at Fox News, which was at the beginning of Fox News back in 1996. What was so unique about him?
The bottom line here is that O'Reilly survived at Fox News for many, many years despite this avalanche of sexual assault allegations against him, because he was and is a towering television talent. His audience wasn't merely the largest on cable news. It was as large as the average audience of each host in CNN's primetime lineup, Aaron Burnett at 7, Anderson Cooper at 8, Don Lemon at 9 p.m., combined. What is his talent? What is the thing that has led him to the top of cable news? I think it's this combination of gruff bravado and perpetual resentment that became the stock trade of Fox News in the late 1990s and led them to such dominance in the 2000s. Even as it became the king of cable, it was fixated on mainstream media, the dangers of un-American thinking, the foolishness of liberals, and it cultivated this sense of being both invisible and yet perpetually threatened. And the last thing that I would say is that cable news is old. And O'Reilly is a siren for American seniors, typically men, those with a lot of them without a college education, who do skew conservative. And so in many ways, his approach was just perfect demographic catnip for Fox News.
Well, and how big a role do you think he had in shaping the conservative voice that now dominates American politics?
Oh, huge. I mean, I really do think that this combination of bravado and resentment is an enormous part of the modern Republican Party, a huge part of what makes Donald Trump Donald Trump, this ability to, on the one hand, project hyper masculine confidence and strength, while at the same time constantly warning his audience about dangers all around. You know, Fox News's effect on U.S. politics, I think, you know, to recycle David's perfect adjective, has been seismic. It is almost immeasurable. But these days, because we do try to measure everything, there have, of course, been studies trying to quantify it. And one study that I found from a few years ago suggested that removing Fox News from cable television during the 2000 election cycle, the Gore-Bush election, would have reduced the average county's Republican vote share by almost 2 percentage points. I talked to one of the researchers behind the study. He said he was, quote, extremely confident that with their results, Fox News swung the 2000 election. And so it is really important to point out that both Ailes and O'Reilly, now departed, were perhaps the two most important pillars of this incredibly significant institution in American media and politics.
Well, let's listen to President Trump talking to Bill O'Reilly before he was president. This is from 2011, because I want to get to the effect that O'Reilly had on Trump. Let's listen.
Who could be your vice president? Who could be?
I don't want to talk about a vice president. It's so far off, but there are a lot.
What am I going to get in your cabinet?
You'd be great.
Yeah. Where am I going? I'm not going to be VP. I've seen how you.
I think you're starting to be too soft to be Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yeah. Compared to you, Attila.
So, how much credit do you think that we should give O'Reilly for Trump's success in politics?
Well, first, I think that we do hear in this clip a little bit of what made O'Reilly, you know, such a talented TV personality. He is quick. He has a very specific personality. The Attila joke. I mean, this is a major talent and someone who, quite frankly, would be perfectly positioned to be White House Director of Communications, White House Press Secretary, someone in Sean Spicer's position to get out in front of the White House press corps. You know, some people have talked about it. I don't know how seriously to take it. I think it's more likely that he decamps to another TV station. But again, when you sort of think about this combo of, on the one hand, you know, hypermasculinity, a really clear bravado, but also a clear a sensitivity to the resentments of Republicans and conservatives about immigrants, about terrorism, about un-American thinking, about liberals. I mean, this in many ways describes the personality, the flavor that took Trump to the top as well, which is, yes, I'm strong. Yes, I'm always going to present myself with pure masculinity. masculinity. But there are all these dangers that are all around us. And I think that O'Reilly and Trump share that very much.
And of course, O'Reilly also had an impact on humor in this country. I just want to listen here quickly to Stephen Colbert last night.
Here's the thing. I owe a lot to Bill O'Reilly. I spent over 9 years playing a character based largely on him. And then 12 months in therapy to debloviate myself.
So we'll be watching the other impacts of O'Reilly and his legacy. But Derek Thompson, that's the time we have for now. Senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.